for the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. He goes before me. Defender behind me. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I think we're going to have those kids that are here, we're going to have them go, amen, to kids' ministry, Sunday school. Amen. And let's greet our pastor, amen, with a hearty praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor, amen, with a hearty praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. How many so glad to come along?
Hallelujah.
Being in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. We just bless the Lord for his goodness, his kindness, and mercy. How many have a testimony that God's a keeper?
Yes.
Well, how many know God's a keeper?
Hallelujah.
Even the time that we mess up, God still tells us when we say, day there, blessing our life, help our strength. We thank God for all of you. And I know some of us are Christians over sicknesses.
Amen.
But how many of God's worth it all?
Amen.
That's what we were doing last week. Serving the Lord is worth it all.
Amen.
So we just know that when you come to church, even though you're down, when you come to church, there's an opportunity to hear a word to lift you up. Can we say praise the Lord? So we're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. We're going to read verses 1 through 9 of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. Amen. Verses 1 through 9, 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. Amen. I guess it will be a continuation of what we were saying last week. Amen. Serving God is worth it.
Yes.
Don't ever allow the devil to play in your mind and make you think it's a waste of time to serve God. Amen. So I said, if heaven never was promised to me, like it is promised that I live eternally, it's been worth just having the Lord in my life. Anybody know that God's been good? Anybody know been good to have God in my life? Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1 reads, and the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you be with him. Can we just say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Don't ever leave the Lord. He said, but if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season, Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexation were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words, and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of all the city which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord, altar of the Lord, that was before the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and the strength with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, first of all, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for holding back the storm in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for those of us that still had a mind to assemble ourselves together. Oh God, now we hear your presence and we ask you to send the word. Oh God, send the word to send someone that came as captive, set them free. Lord, send the word, oh God, to someone came in bruised and hard. Lord, we ask you to heal the broken heart. Lord, someone came in this morning seeking direction and seeking your mind. Lord, send the word in the name of Jesus to lead them according to the word. hallelujah, hallelujah. Old song said, I feel better. So much better since I. Are you glad you laid your burdens down this morning? Amen. And Jesus picked them up. Now last week I said we were dealing with the fact that saints are giving up on God. Saints are acting like God has changed his mind and God won't keep his word. I believe in the book of Titus, the Bible, the scripture said God cannot lie. How many know God can't lie? So everything God says in the book is available for us. But the thing is, we have to persevere through our struggles. Amen. We have to persevere through all of our challenges. Well, in this account of the Chronicles, Asa had just, God had just blessed Asa to have a great, great victory. He had just defeated the Ethiopian over a million people, men that were coming against him. He had just defeated him. So God wanted Asa to realize, now you got victory, don't get comfortable. Yeah, how many know sometimes when God blesses us, we get comfortable. And in our comfort, we stop doing what God wants us to do. So God had just performed this great miracle for Judah and Asa and Judah. And the scripture lets us know that Oded the prophet came unto him right after the victory. Saints of God, when we have victory, that's when we have to look for the adversary. Because he's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. But aren't you glad you have a Savior that's more precious to us than all of earth's friendships ever could be? Hallelujah. When the devil tries to take you out, how many know God will stand in between? God will be your shield for you. God will be your protector. The devil wants to discourage you. But can we say, I'm not discouraged? Come on, can we say, I'm not discouraged? In the matter of fact, I'm encouraged. I might not have it like I want, but I'm encouraged because I have the Lord on my side. And because I have the Lord on my side, all God has to do is speak the word. I don't have to do anything. God will do it all. So I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged that I have Jesus on my side. And that's enough. Let me say hallelujah. So God wanted the prophet to remind Asa and listen, you got victory. Don't get comfortable. You got victory, don't get complacent. You got victory, but don't get lazy. Amen? So it says, verse 2 says, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you be with him. How many of us are still with God? If you're with God, you can expect some exceeding great and precious promises. If you're with God, you can expect God to do above everything that you ask. How can you know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us? So if you're with God, God is with you. Hallelujah. So he said, as long as you're with God, God will be with you. He said, now, don't just get comfortable having God with you. He said, but there's times in your loneliness. There's times you got to see God. There are times, hallelujah, when the adversary is coming against you, he said, don't get comfortable, don't get discouraged, but you have to seek God. Can we say hallelujah? He said, but if you seek him, he will be found. I believe Isaiah says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought and return unto the Lord. Does anybody need to come back to God today? Hallelujah. He said, but if you seek him, he will be found of you. He said, but on the flip side, if you forsake him, he will forsake you. He said, now I need you to understand this. You, God within an expiration date, then you don't want it. Your troubles have an expiration date. Because trouble don't last always. God will step in and make a way for you. Can you say hallelujah? He said, but when they their trouble did turn unto the Lord, God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. Now let's get down to verse 7. This is where our message is going to come out of. Now he's dealing with a spiritual condition that Israel was in. Because Judah was in, because at this time Israel and Judah were both in gross idolatry. Both Israel and Judah were no longer following and seeking the true God. They were worshiping, but they weren't worshiping according to the commandments of the Lord. They were praying, but they weren't praying according to the commandments of the Lord. Well, we'll explain how we know this in a few minutes. In verse 7, he says, be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak. Now, this term for weak means don't become idle. Don't be satisfied. Don't be complacent. Don't sit around and wait for God to do everything and you do nothing. That's what this weak means. So, as God don't get lazy. Don't be complacent. Don't rest on your past laurels of what you've already done. He said, now yes, God just performed a great miracle, but don't you be weak. Don't you be satisfied. How many know? I'm here, but I'm not satisfied. The old saying is I'm complacent, but I'm not satisfied. Paul said it this way. Paul said, it's not verse 9 before we go a little further. Verse 9 says, and he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of what? Ephraim. This is Israel. Ephraim and Manasseh. And out of Simeon. For they fell to him out of Israel and abundance, because they showed that the Lord was with them. So listen, we don't have to have all the money. All we need is Jesus. We don't need to have all of the entertainment. All we need is Jesus. When people see God is here and the Lord is present, they are calm. Hallelujah. Because people are looking for an answer today. And how many know that Jesus is the answer for the world today? Can we just say hallelujah? But as I say, Asa was so determined to show God. God, I want to do what's right. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord. That's something. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord. And he said, now listen, this is how serious I am about the covenant. He said, if you don't seek God, whether you're man or woman, young or old, he said, you'll be put to death. He said, we're going to have a spiritual reformation. We're going to have a change. Hallelujah. I'm tired of living without God in my life. I'm tired of living without God in my community. So it's up to us to bring God back in. So Asa, they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord. He said, now if you don't want to seek him, you don't have one choice, and that's death. How many know that's a serious covenant? He heard the prophecy of Obed, the prophecy, and he took courage. How many know when you get ready to do something for God, it takes courage? Amen. In a marriage relationship, when one of the spouses is determined to do for God, it takes courage. Well, how come it takes courage? Because you can be assured the devil's going to try to use the closest thing to you to hinder you. But you got to have courage and say, for God I live and for God I die. You can't make me disobey my God because I'm going to be faithful to God. So it takes courage in the name of Jesus. When friends and family try to discourage you, when you purpose to do for God, it takes courage. If your grandparents try to discourage you, it takes courage. And he says, I'm going to go one step further to show you how serious I am. He said, you know, my grandmother, this queen, I'm going to sit her down. I'm going to take her down from being the queen mother because she has an idol and she's planted a grove on an idol. She's been worshiping Asherah, which is Diana, which is the female consort to Baal. So Asa said, I'm going to sit her down. I'm taking a serious stand. I'm not just taking down those that aren't in my family, but if you're not serving God in my family, I got to get rid of you. God, I'm going to take courage. Well, what's courage? When everybody else is against you, I take courage. Well, why did I take courage? If God be for me, I'm going to take courage. It takes a made up mind. Amen. Years ago, my wife used to sing that song with a made up mind. How many know when it comes to serving God, you gotta have a made up mind? Why? Because the devil's gonna try every last one of them. All of our works, Paul said, will be tried by fire. And if our works be turned burned up, we got some poor works. So we need to search and try our reins and turn back again to God. Everyone living is going to be tried because the devil has but one goal and one purpose, and that's to make us turn around. But how many have purpose in their heart? I won't go back. I can't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. God, save me. oh God, I know that my work shall be rewarded. Now, it's important as you're doing scripture, it didn't say my work possibly might be rewarded. You know, a lot of people in church act as if God can't keep his word. How many know if God said it, he'll do it? The Bible says he's spoken, he shall not make it good. It says in the book of Isaiah, when my word goes forth out of my mouth, it will not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish the thing whereto I have sent it. So when God says your word, you're not receive it. When the devil comes and tries to steal it in your heart, you're going to say,
is not what God is speaking.
this preaching is not from God. So you have a spirit of discernment to discern what is truth and what is false. That's why God said we need to try the spirits to see whether they be of God or anything behind the pulpit don't represent God. So we have to have a spirit of discernment to say, Lord, is that you speaking? Then if God is speaking, when they speak, it ought to line up with the word. It can't be a created or fabricated word, but it has to be in the word. Many things that they're doing today is not in the word, it's a fabrication. Amen. It's a made up something. For instance, let me give you this. How many have heard of the Shekinah glory? Thank you. Now, yes, for this one. The Shekinah glory. So everybody say, get into the Shekinah glory. And that sounds good. Right? So gives to me something on Shekinah glory. And it said what is called the Shekinah glory hoax. Alright? Because Shekinah, listen, we need to be able to discern what we hear. So Shekinah is not in the Bible. Anyway. In the Old Testament, it's not in the New Testament. It's nowhere in Scripture. Even in the English Bibles, they don't have a Shekinah. So what the Shekinah glory represents is the feminine side of God. The feminine side of God. That's what Shekinah glory is. Right? So Shekinah glory, when you really study Shekinah glory, is Isis, is Diana, is the Queen of Heaven. So we keep talking about the Shekinah glory. We need to know what we're talking about. So the Shekinah glory has nothing to do. God don't have no feminine side. Yes, look it up. Look up Shekinah glory hoax. I thought somebody wanted to challenge me. That's how I want to be challenged. Right? But Shekinah glory represents the feminine side of God. It represents Mary, who the Catholics worship. That's who Shekinah is. That's that spirit. How do you know God don't have no feminine spirit? So everything we hear is not of God. So I told them if I don't read it in the scripture, then I don't repeat it. Because we're repeating everything because it's popular. All the cliches rhyme and they sound good. But how many know some of those cliches are not of God? So Jeremiah talks about the Queen of Heaven, I believe, 7 times in this book. Trying to get the people to get away from the Queen of Heaven. You know who the Queen of Heaven was? Shekinah. That's who Shekinah is. Now they say the only Shekinah they ever found, now listen to this, the only one they found named Shekinah was an Arab island who had named his daughter Iman. No, y'all know it. Iman. 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 Some man. Well, anyway, he's Arab. And he named his daughter Shekinah. Now, do Arabs believe in Christian stuff?
No.
So why would an Arab name his daughter? So know what you're reading. So this is the spirit that Jeremiah is dealing with because everybody else was doing it. Don't do what everybody else do unless when Nebuchadnezzar has his golden idol, you'll be falling down and worshiping when you hear the music. Just because everybody else do it, it takes courage to be different. It takes courage to stand on the conviction of your faith. Those three Hebrew boys, if I perish, I'm going to perish. But I refuse to fall down and worship the golden idol. So this is the mindset that Jeremiah is dealing with. Verse 19 of this 18th chapter says, Jeremiah, when he knows that they purpose evil against him, he said, give heed to me, O Lord, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. He says, shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them and to turn away the wrath of them. So even though they purpose to do evil against Jeremiah said, I don't have no other place to go. Who can I run to? Who can I turn to? He said, I got to go to God for help. Hallelujah. A lot of us might be in some trying situation. And as much as I would love to help you, I can help you. in Hebrews, the 6th chapter. I'm going to speed up so we can get through this. Because I'm going to go through a couple more verses. But then I'm going to deal with an individual that we know about in the Bible. All right? I might not even go through all the scriptures just to speed it up. But an individual that we know of in the Bible by the name of Mordecai. All right? Mordecai. Sometimes it seems like when we do something for God, God forgets all about it. Your word shall be rewarded. Just don't get weary in. Well, Hebrews 6:10 says, for God is not righteous to forget your what? If you've been doing anything for God, he won't forget it. It's a word and it's a what? A lot of people live in the church and they're not doing it out of love. They're just doing it to do it. He said, God won't forget your word and labor love that you've shown what? Towards the thing in that gene. And you didn't get weak. And you still are ministry. Right? Weak means you become idle. It means to lose heart. It means to stop working. It means to stop doing it. He said, you did it and you're still doing it. Amen? So let us go to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and the 58th verse. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. We should never get discouraged, saints, because God is faithful. Right? God is faithful, even when it don't look like it's going to happen. How long did it take for Abraham to get the blessing? 25 years. Right? But the Bible says he staggered not at the promises of God for what? Unbelief. And because he didn't stagger, God imputed it unto him for righteousness. Joseph, God gave him a dream and a promise. It took him 11 years of hardships plus 2 years when he was forgotten by the butler. Right? For God to elevate him to be second in charge in all of Egypt. Because God will reward your works. You have to continue to be faithful. How many know it took courage for Joseph to be faithful in a foreign land with foreign God, with idols? But the Bible says the Lord was with Joseph. So in order for the Lord to be with Joseph, Joseph had to be with the Lord. Did we just read it? He told him, he said, as long as you're with me, I'll be with you. So the Lord was with Joseph, so Joseph had to be with
the Lord.
And it took him 13 years. But God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, shall not God make it good? God cannot lie. God will not lie. What by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to tell a lie? God won't lie. Can we say hallelujah? 1 Corinthians 15:8 said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Because Mordecai does something, but if you don't pay attention to the text of Mordecai, you realize that God awards him to be second in charge in all of Babylon. God rewarded him. Why? Because he was faithful. He wouldn't bow down. He wouldn't yield. So Esther 2, I'm going to just go through this really fast. First, 21, we already know that he had Esther go in. She became the queen in the place of Vashti. All right. If you want to know this, story. You read. But let's just go through this. All right. So verse 21 says, in those days, while Mordecai sat at the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Big Man and Teresh, of those which kept the door were wroth and sought to lay hand on King Ahasuerus. Now, I imagine if someone was Mordecai would have said, none of my business. What difference does it make to me? Because we supposed to always do what's right. Amen. No matter what our circumstances or conditions are, the church has to always do what's right. So Mordecai could have said, we're one of the slaves here. We're not even a citizen. I'm a Jew. I don't care what happens to him. But Mordecai did what was right. Because when you do what's right, your word shall
be rewarded.
It may seem initially like it's not, but God will reward you, okay? So it says, and the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the queen. And Esther certified the king thereof and spent Mordecai's name. In other words, she went to the king and she said, Mordecai told me they're about to do this. King, you need to search this while he sits at the gate, which was a place of prominence, even though he was a stranger. God had elevated him. So he said, she certified of affirming in Mordecai's name. Verse 13 says, and when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore, they were both hanged on a tree. And it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. So guess what happened? Mordecai did it, but he didn't receive a reward.
Right.
But he did what was right. So what did it do? They just put it in the books. How many know everything we did, God has in the books?
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Maybe I didn't receive it yet, but it's in the book.
Yeah.
So as long as it's in the book, how many know there's going to come a time when God will look back at the book and say, what reward did you receive for the good work that you did? So Mordecai did something good, but seemingly it went unnoticed. Now let's go to Esther chapter 3, verse 1. I'm trying to go fast. All right, y'all with me, right?
Yeah.
So he did something good, but all they did was wrote it in the book. Anybody in church, you've been doing a lot of stuff, and nobody has recognized you for it? It's in the book.
Yeah.
If it's in the book, be assured of this. God knew all about it.
Yeah.
Esther 3, verse 1. After these things, the king assures before Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agite, advanced him and sent him above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. So the king said, listen, everybody, my king, I want you to bow reverence. That means you worshiping Haman. All right? Y'all be with me? But Mordecai, I got to do what's right. I don't care what the king says. I don't care what bureaucracy says. I don't say care what the government says. I got to do what's right. So you think, well, you're in their land, you're in their country, how can you do what's right? Because if God be for me, who can be against me? So Mordecai refused to bow down. Verse 3 says that the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said to Mordecai, why transgressest thou the king's commandment? That came to pass when they spake daily unto him. Listen, they were trying to break him. But it takes courage.
Yes.
How many know it takes courage?
Yes.
Not physical courage, but spiritual courage. It takes a made up mind to do the right thing, right? So daily they said to him, and he hearkened not to them, and they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matter would stand. For he told them he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed down or did reverence, then was Haman full of, he was angry. He said, wait a minute, the king gave a command. You're supposed to worship me. Now, let me just go down here and read. Let's go to the 10th verse. All right. I don't want to go ahead of myself. So what happened? In between, Haman devised a plan. Okay, you're a Jew. I'm going to get rid of you. I'm going to go to the king. I'm going to misrepresent while I'm coming. I'm going to ask permission from King Ahasuerus to kill all the Jews in the kingdom. Right? So Ahasuerus grants him the permission. And then verse 10 says, this is how much Haman had been elevated. And the king took the ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the you know what he did? He just promoted Haman to be second in charge. But guess what? Mordecai still would not bow and reverence him. So we all know the story that Mordecai went to Esther and said, Esther, you need to go before the king to spare Esther to spare our lives. And we know Esther said, if I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see the king. So sometimes Mordecai is overshadowed by Esther. But God blesses Mordecai. So now, let us go. I'm going to go just, can I have about 5 more minutes? I can do it in 5 minutes. Go to Esther, the 5th chapter, and the 7th verse. So after the king received Esther, she invites the king and Haman to a banquet. Now, remember, Haman the second in charge, Haman feels all proud and elevated now, because he says, listen, he goes back and tells his family, he said, listen, the queen had a banquet, and the only one she invited was the king and myself. All right? So then, let's go down to verse 7 of this 5th chapter. Then Esther said unto Ahasuerus, My petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said. Then went Haman forth that day joyful with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he stood not up nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. So he goes home, he tells his friends and his family, and he said, the only one that went into the queen today was the king and myself. But he said, it does me no good as long as I see that Jew that won't worship me. So they gave him advice. They said, well, you know what you can do? Let's build a gallery. And on that gallery, it gives a hanging post. Let's go to verse 14. Let's read it. In this 5th chapter, it says, then Zeresh his wife and then all his friends. Then said Zeresh his wife and all his friends unto him, let a gallows be made 50 cubits high. And tomorrow speak unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. Remember this, when you get a chance, look up Proverbs 27:26. It says, what, verse 26:27. It says, be careful of when you dig a ditch. You're digging it for yourself. When you dig a pit, who's going to fall in? You are. So he's digging a pit. But he's doing this against someone who was righteous and who had made a stand for God. All right? So now let's go to the 6th chapter of Esther. So Mordecai, well, Haman goes, he builds a gallon, and the next morning, he's like, yeah, I'm going to get rid of that Jew. I'm going to hang that Jew. But he didn't realize God had another plan. When you're faithful to God, even though what appears to be almost instant doom, God will step in and make a way where there is. So verse 1 of the 6th chapter says, on that night. That's always an indication. Not a night, but what? On that night. Could not the king sleep. And he commanded to bring the book of the records of the Chronicles. And they were read before the king. Now, when the event takes place initially, it's 458 B.C. Now, when he's reading the book, it's 453 B.C. So 5 whole years go by. Seems like his work would be rewarded. But be faithful to God, and your work shall be rewarded. Even if everybody else is bound, hold on to God. Don't let your friends and don't let those your associates talk you into bow to something that don't represent God. Live by the conviction of your faith. Hallelujah. And if you're convicted and you do the right thing, God will make a way where there is. might not seem like God's gonna move. God might not come when you want, and it might not come when you're expecting, but how do you know we serve an impeccable God? God's time is always perfect. God always comes in just when you need him to. God never is late, God is never early, but God is always on time. We serve an on time God, hallelujah. So the next morning, Haman was in the court, in the gate court, purposing to ask permission from Ahasuerus to hang Mordecai. And the king asked, I'm going to fill in some gaps here for a minute. So the king asked, said, who's in the court? They said, Haman. So he called Haman in and he said, Haman, what honor should we do to the man that has done this and the man that has done that? And Haman said, who would the king that like to honor more than me? I'm second in charge. No one went into the banquet of the queen but me and the king. He said, so God's going to honor me. So he gives out this big elaborate plan for what he should do. Get the old warrior clothes. Get the old horse he used to ride on. And parade that person to the street. And he's standing there thinking, it's all about me right now. Unbelievable. When he even realizes that somebody had read the book.
So they hang Haman on the gallows that he had built for Mordecai.
Mordecai remained faithful to God. Verse 8, chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. That's all we're going to stop there. He said, on that day, the king Ahasuerus gave the house of Haman, the Jews' enemy, unto Esther, the one you tried to destroy. Now they have you. Listen, what does saint of God hold on to their way? No matter what the devil tries to do, they'll do it, but God turns it around. So hold on to God. So Haman had purpose to destroy all the Jews. God said, I have another plan. How many bad guys are going to fight? So he gives the house of Haman to Esther, the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told that he was what he was unto her. And the king, wait a minute, he just gave that ring to Haman earlier. God will reward you. Just say thing. So the ring that he had given to Haman, he now gave it to Mordecai went from sitting at the king's gate to being set in charge. Because he was faithful. He took courage. He refused to compromise. And gave it up to Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the as we all see. It seemed as though Mordecai was forgotten. But can we say thank God for the book? The thing about the book is God will read the book. A lot of us have done some things that we have not yet been blessed and rewarded for. But it's in the book. Stay faithful to God. Your word not might be rewarded, might possibly be rewarded, but your word shall be rewarded. Hold on to God. Job said, the righteous. Anybody want to be righteous? Come on, does anybody want to be right? He said, the righteous shall hold on to his way. And he that has, you can't have no sin, no has clean hands, you can't have sin, shall grow stronger and stronger. They that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. Hold on.